Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 7th of October, The Promise Made to Abraham. After Abram had separated from Lot, the Lord said to him, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. With this statement, the Lord revealed that the sons of Adam, who had been condemned to eternal destruction through the flood, would be recovered through the descendants of Noah to their predestination as part of God's family in Abram. Not long after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Christ the Son was saying to Abram that he would become Abram's son. Moreover, he would be the substance of Abram's life and the life of all of Abram's children. Though they were the dust of the earth, the Lord said that Abram and his children would be as the stars of heaven, declaring, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. So shall your descendants be. The Lord was proclaiming that through the cross the sons of Abraham would receive the Holy Spirit and then be born of God's divine nature. By this means they would become light in the Lord. Further to this, when Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to him, revealing himself as El Shaddai. The name El Shaddai, or God Almighty, means the Lord, the covenant God, who possesses the power to realize his promises. As El Shaddai, the Lord instructed Abram to walk before him and be blameless by the capacity of the Spirit that he was giving to him and to his wife Sarai. Walking in this manner meant that the life and culture of Abram was to be one of obedient faith. As Abram lived and walked before God in faith obedience, God said that he would confirm his covenant with Abram and make him a father of many nations. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 13 verse 16, Genesis chapter 6 verse 13, Genesis chapter 15 verses 1 and 5, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8, and Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 to 4. For further study, Genesis chapter 15.